What's going on, peeps? Episode 28 here of the Nisto Bros podcast.
Welcome back.
The first ever Nisto. First ever Nisto. I'm going to apologize in advance right now if there's any kind of barkage, meowage,
miscellaneous.
Noise. Yes, noisage. There's some stuff going on. That's why I'm in, believe it or not, another scenery. I'm in the guest
unbelievable
room. Unbelievable. I can never find a good spot. But it's also, I guess it's also like part of my gimmick now. I just like,
no, yeah, for sure.
Where's Mike gonna show up now? Like, it was in a freaking bathtub 1 week. So right. you never know where I'll turn up. Anyway, first ever podcast, the Nisto Bros podcast, where Austin is no longer a teenager. He is
big time,
officially old AF.
Yep. I'm a 20-year-old.
Yeah, big 20-year, the big 2-0. And it's all downhill from here, brother.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that is the truth.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's rough. Trust yeah. me. Someone who's been there.
Yeah, but we speak. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, speaking of birthdays, I feel like this light's flickering out.
I didn't see it until you brought it up, so.
Unbelievable.
It's all good. Speaking of birthdays,
we got
Libra,
some good ones.
Libra season in full effect.
Oh, yeah. That's the lion, I think. Right?
No, it's the scale.
No, of course, the scale. No, that's Leo. What the hell am I talking about?
Leo the lion.
Leo's the lion. Idiot. So sorry, I only had like half a cup of coffee and then like it got cold, but that's nobody's fault but my own. And then I didn't have a bang today. That's unlike me. I might have to get one. I don't have a drink for the pod. This is unlike me. Birthdays and drinks and Cheesley's
$5 off orders of 25 or more using promo code NistoBros on the Cheesley's app at checkout.
All right, I'm turning the hat backwards now. Because for some reason, frontwards, forwards, in the middle of the beginning of the end was not working for me. Birthdays! I didn't start my stopwatch.
Oh, me neither. We're
lacking today. We're a little behind the eight ball here. Speaking of eight ball, happy birthdays to... eight ball has nothing to do with this, by the way. Because I don't want to have to go through the whole rigmarole, and then people are sitting there thinking, like, what the heck does eight ball have to do with these three birthdays? It really makes sense. Anyway, my favorite human being ever, okay, that's exaggerating because I don't personally know him, unfortunately, but Eminem, Marshall Mathers, happy birthday, 48 today, and still just like owning the game,
yeah,
killing it every time he's like
grabbing a mic.
You see what I did there? So
right into the mic,
right into it. But he's a very important person to me, even though he doesn't know it. So happy birthday, Marshall Mathers, Eminem.
Happy birthday, and, fan of your music. Here as well.
Yeah. I'm going back to back. It got drinking and going back to back. It's not Drake's birthday.
Nope.
He's kind of a bum. Anyway. Yeah. But I'm going back to back. Yeah, Drake sucks. Early Drake was better, but whatever. I'm going back to back. Another, my opinion, great person in music. Chris Motionless, the lead singer for Motionless in White, which has is the inspiration behind my most recent tattoo, not the Wawa Goose. I have been doing some work on my most recent tattoo. I have not posted that yet because it's not completely done, but when I do complete it, it will be posted, but the story behind it, I will elaborate more when it's done, but it is because of Motionless and White. So thank you to Eminem, of course, for being such a big part of my life and as well as Chris Motionless and Motionless in White. So happy birthday, Chris and Eminem,
yeah,
as well as this next individual.
Big time happy birthday to those two individuals. And then also the last birthday we got here is UFC fighter Holly Holm. Yeah, happy birthday to...
I hope she doesn't have a happy birthday.
Right, of course, Holly Holm, I would say most famous for, you know, beating...
Being a big meanie.
I don't think we've ever talked about this on the pod. Mike's got an affinity for Ronda Rousey. And, you know, what I was about to say is not being a big meanie is what she's known for. It's for being the one to defeat Ronda Rousey.
The first time.
Yeah. That was a very big deal.
That was the big one. Cause she was undefeated going into that. Yes. She was wrecking biddies in the first round in like 45 seconds. Just like done tap. Like,
yeah,
you know, nothing. And like, I do have to credit Holly Holm. She's
a monster.
You know. Yeah. She's a beast. And like it was unanimous, and it really, really hurt my feelings and hurt my heart. But then my first ever UFC event going to, she was actually the headline. It was it was at the Barclays Center. It was her, Bubba, and it was her. I don't remember what number it was. I can look. I'll fact check real quick. But it was her and Durandamine. I can't remember her first name.
Okay.
But they were the headline, the main event.
That's awesome.
They put on a pretty poor fight.
That's not awesome.
Yeah, that was not so awesome, unfortunately. It was to the point where I was like, wow, this was like bad. Like, we need to do it again because we know this fight was supposed to be better. And it wasn't good at Barclays Center. So
they did do a rematch?
I think they did. I'm not 100% sure, but I don't know if they did. They should, because it was not the best.
Yeah. Speaking of some UFC news, while you pull up that fact check, I know one of your favorite guys in the UFC, Conor McGregor, just signed on to do another fight. Did you see that?
Not who I was thought you were going to refer to when you're talking about one of my favorite people in the UFC, because he is going to get wrecked by my actual person in the UFC, Dustin Poirier. So yeah, he's going to get that smoke.
That should be a fun time when, I don't know when they announced it for, but whenever they do get to fight, that's going to be a good one for sure.
It was UFC 208 at the
208. Barclays
Center. February 11th, 2017, Holly Holm and Jermaine Durandamine. And that was actually Anderson Silva's last fight.
Oh.
But like, he retired after that. I think he's fought since then, actually. But like, he did his first Brett Favre retiree.
Gotcha.
Poirier was also at that show. And I can't remember who he fought, but like, he messed him up. But like, he actually also got hurt too, if I remember correctly. He like messed up his shin.
Oh.
Anywho, I don't want to talk.
But
yeah, McGregor's gonna get that smoke.
Yeah, not a UFC pod, but happy birthday, Holly Holm, nonetheless. And because Mike did the first two birthdays, I'm gonna do the on this day. I'm gonna pull it up, and
I was actually gonna share screen.
No. I just wanted to make sure I read it 100% correctly.
Yeah, so on this one's great.
It's absolutely insane. Shout out to Mike for finding it. On this day in 2008, 12 years ago, Iran's attempt to create the world's largest sandwich, which was going to be 1,500 meters, fails when the crowd eats it before it can be measured.
That's a real life thing. That is real life. 1,500
so meters. Crazy.
We did the translation. That comes out to about 16 and a half football fields.
Yes.
Football fields, 100 yards. That's insane. But the fact that they didn't even get to get measured because the crowd ate the sandwich, that is ridiculous.
I have so many questions about this, you know? Like,
what kind of sandwich?
What kind of sandwich? And also, how much of this 16 and a half football field sandwich did they eat that they couldn't even measure it for the world? What is the world record for the sandwich? I don't know. It's crazy.
It's insane. I could not believe it when I read it. I was like, this is insane. Like, how many people must have taken a nosh at this sandwich for them to, like you said, to not measure? Like, how much was taken out of this?
Yeah.
You know, like, and how do you hold that? Do you have just thousands of people just holding up this behemoth of a sandwich? I'm just saying, you know, this is what I just thought of because of how
absurd.
I'm going somewhere with this. How absurd that this world record is. I think Dude Perfect with their
absurd records.
that's a segment they have. I think Dude Perfect on with their absurd records should not eat the sandwich, but actually make the sandwich. So we're going to tag Dude Perfect because of this.
Yeah.
And I think you guys should do it.
Yeah, let us help you.
Yeah.
Help us help
you. Helping you making sandwiches in the beginning of the middle of the end.
Right. And
go Diva.
Okay, here's the last question I just thought of about this whole record is what force in Iran decided to the record just says Iran's attempt. So it was the government just you know what, guys, we need to unify as a country.
We need something going on here. We need some positivity. We need the power of positivity. And let's just make a big ass sandwich. excuse my slight French there, but
yeah, that's crazy.
Deal with it. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that is a great idea. It's like the Iranian, the president or prime minister or whoever's in charge, whatever they call him, was he just like, God damn it, this is what we're doing. It's October 17th, 2008. We are making the world's largest sandwich. How long must have that have taken, too?
Yeah, I know. How much? Again, I mean, what kind of sandwich? Were they putting cheese, you know, meat, lettuce, tomato? Were they doing all of it? Were they doing mayo across forever?
You just got to get a jet plane of dropping all condiments on it. Just lettuce falling from the sky into it. Oh my goodness. I have no idea. I have so many questions. I'd love to know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to do some research on this. Yeah,
for sure.
Because I need to know more about this monumental almost sandwich. Anyway, I mean, you got mentioned on the Nisto Bros podcast. I think that's better than a world record in my
opinion. For sure. I mean, we're world renowned, so it's kind of the same notoriety. It's kind of the
same. Yeah, it's world record Nisto Bros. podcast shout, I mean, it works out yeah. out in the end for you guys.
So we're gonna transition here to going over our weekly episodes. You want to kick it off or should I
go for it?
All right, so this week I did a very interesting beverage, I think. I was having a little bit of trouble, with my recommendations. There's one there that I wasn't sure who it was from, but I wrote it down for a reason, and it was mango juice. And then I was thinking to myself, okay, well, I could just do a regular mango juice. That's a little out of the ordinary, but then, so I was browsing for it, some other drinks too at Walmart. And, It was in a really weird location. This what I ended up getting was a mango nectar, and they were just loose cans. They were just loose cans, not in a fridge. They were just. I was like, whoa. And then weird. It said 44 cents, and I was like, really? Is it are these cans just loose for 44 cents? So I,
were they expired?
No, they were perfectly fine. They did look a little like could have been expired. Like, in, I don't know. I tried it and, you know, definitely was not blown away by it. I didn't, enjoy the nectar texture very much. Something as I kept sipping after the review, a word to describe it came to my head was like syrupy or syrupy. It was like kind of thick that way. Like I mentioned that in the review, but there was definitely some syrupiness. And one of the ingredients was high fructose corn syrup. So maybe that was a part of it. as I said, though, the mango flavor was pretty solid. I thought so. If you like mango, maybe try it out, and that texture will appeal to you a bit more. But it didn't do the job for me. I think I would have preferred a juice. Also, if you've had any other nectars, like that was the other thing. It's like, what is? Isn't that like the flower stuff? Don't flowers like produce nectar, and then the bees take it or something like that? That's what nectar is, right?
I thought so.
So
I'm a scientist, but I do not know.
Like, it seems like a weird marketing thing to call water mixed with mango puree mixed with high fructose corn syrup as nectar. Yeah, you know,
that's weird. Was it like an actual drink, or was it like supposed to be like lemon juice, which is supposed to be used for like cooking?
I think it was an actual drink. I mean, it was in a can, you know, like, I don't know what else.
That's true.
And that was another thing. It's like,
I'm trying to think of like,
I can't think of too many canned beverages that aren't carbonated. Like, I feel like most canned beverages are carbonated. And that was another thing that kind of threw me off.
Arizona iced teas aren't.
Yeah. And the other thing I was thinking was Yoo-Hoo. Like, if you get a Yoo-Hoo in a can, fire. Oh man, I want a Yoo-Hoo.
I had a Yoo-Hoo the other day. I can't. Oh, it was so good, so delish. It's like, oh, it brings me back.
Yeah,
quick story about Yoo-Hoo. I was playing a midnight hockey, like drop, you know, open hockey one day or one night, I guess. And it was my first time going there, and like, you know, we had a good time getting changed in the locker room afterwards, and one of the boys comes in and he's like, "Hey man, you want a Yoo-Hoo?" And I was like, "What?" I'm like, I'm sitting here in my jock and you're asking me if I want a Yoo-Hoo. And I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Yeah, you know, after midnight hockey, we all have Yoo-Hoos." So he's like, "Come here, follow me." So we go into another locker room. I kid you not, there was a cooler full of Yoo-Hoos and like absurd sodas and stuff like that. And I'm like,
wow,
this is the normal thing. This is just like what they do. I guess like whoever
that's crazy
puts that midnight hockey night together just like brings in a cooler with like Yoo-Hoos and stuff. And like, if you were not like first come, first serve for a Yoo-Hoo, you were SOL.
Dang.
Yoo-Hoos would fly.
Of course.
Great. Another quick story about Yoo-Hoo, and I miss hockey.
Yeah.
Speaking of hockey, I went to zero correlation.
Right wing.
Yeah, right wing. I had the right wings. Eh? I went to Wingstop, brought it home. There's one over in Center Reach, which is relatively new. I think it's less than a year old, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it is approaching its 1 year. Like it's getting close. Probably. I remember going there last January.
Okay. Of 2019.
Of 2020.
This year of 2020.
Okay. Yes.
Where the world ended. Okay.
Right. Right.
But yeah. So like, I actually had my mom. She was on her way home from work, and I asked her if she could go there and surprise me with flavors, which is always risky.
That's yes.
Always risky. But I did it, and it was hickory smoked barbecue and then a Hawaiian flavor style of these boneless wings. And they were good. Like, you know, like they didn't blow my socks off, like I said in the review, but like they were good. Like I will most definitely go back there. I would probably get the Hawaiian again. It was just so different.
Yeah.
And like interesting. I also want to try their garlic parm,
of course,
which I saw on the menu because like I love garlic parm wings, you know, from wherever. I would definitely want to try them. Their fries were like surprisingly really good. Like I don't rate fries, but we talked about them, my mom and I, you know, in the episode, how they were like, it's like seasoned fries or something.
Yeah.
So like there's something a little different. Like in their like salt or pepper or something is different.
Do you think it's kind of like there was like a sweetness almost?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I agree.
I just wanted to.
I couldn't really like figure it out, like how to describe like their fries, because they were just like, it was just different. But
yeah.
I think sweetness would be like the best adjective for those fries, because it was a little bit of like a sweetness, not in like a bad way. Like they were really good. I actually really fancied them a lot.
Yeah. But I remember my first time going to Wingstop was September of 2019. And I went to visit my friend in Connecticut. And he was like, and at his college, and we were like, you got to try Wingstop. Yeah. Wingstop's the thing. You got to try Wingstop. I was like, yeah, I don't think we have that many on the island, you know, on the island. That's how you say it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I was blown away by I was pretty impressed by the fries for sure. And then the wings were good too. And then once that one opened, like I said, I went in January, and I actually went to my friend's house, and they have like these big like party pack type things. I got like 100 wings or something like that, and we split it between like 6 guys or something like that.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, and it was like
sounds like something I want to do by myself.
Yeah, and you could get like 5 or 6 different flavors, and
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a good deal. And I think I don't know. I think Buffalo Wild Wings and Wingstop are like pretty close in my book. Like I don't have one that like is definitely above the other. Like I like them pretty
equally. I was thinking the same thing during my review, honestly. I think like the only thing that like there's like the only thing that I think Wingstop has over Buffalo Wild Wings
is the fries.
Only the fries. Yeah. I meant like specifically the wings.
Okay.
Definitely the wings are the fries are better. But I think that their wing, like the size, since I get boneless, I think the size of the boneless wings were a little bit bigger than Buffalo Wild Wings. But then you look at like how many options you have, Buffalo Wild Wings has the advantage there. So I do agree, like they are pretty like, you know, neck and neck, honestly.
Yeah. That, I mean, that could be like
Wingstop is more of like a fast foody kind of thing deal, right?
Yeah. They don't have
I didn't actually go in.
Yeah. No. They have very limited seating inside. It's more designed for like takeout and,
I thought so.
Yeah.
Where Buffalo Wild Wings, of course, you sit, I watch the game.
Which yeah,
I think I might. I kind of want to do that tonight. Game 7 of the Rays and the Astros. I want to see the Astros get that smoke. I don't want to talk too much about it.
Yeah, I know.
Get all heated.
I'm scared. I'll say that. I'm a little nervous. Scared.
I literally hate like all of them except for the Rays, because like they're the Rays. But like I will root for the Dodgers or the Braves before the Astros.
For
like,
sure.
No, like as a Nationals fan, I would root for the Mets before I would root for the Astros.
Astros are dead last for
dead last.
Yeah.
You can put in my Lindy American team against them and I'm rooting for them. Like, just like grab a couple people like from like a T-ball team, go T-ball over the Astros. Yeah. Anybody but them. Anybody. But I don't want to talk too much about this, but like I do have to kind of I have to credit them a little.
Yeah.
Because like they must be feeling like, all right, yeah, you guys caught us cheating. Now what's your excuse that we're doing, you know, like this? which caught me by complete surprise because they were kind of doo-doo in the
regular season. Yeah, they had a losing record.
I don't know how they made this extended playoffs, and now they're doing their one game from the World Series again. I don't know. I don't know how it's happening because, like, their star players are hot garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't.
But they're turning around a little bit in the playoffs. Correa has been on fire, which
Altuve has not been, which is amazing.
A lot of throwing errors from him.
He's a big duty head, we'll call him. Anyway, speaking of big duty heads, German Spanish. I got to get a new word now because big duty head was my German word.
I gave it away.
No, that's, believe it or not, that wasn't mine. So as it stands today, this is the fifth time that we are doing this.
Yes.
And last week for the first time, not last week, excuse me, the last time that we've done this in the middle of the end beginning. Austin got it. He guessed it for the first time. His first time he guessed it on the last guess.
Yep.
And so he's 1-for-4 and I am 2-for-4.
Yes. So you were very close. What was it last time? It was, let me see.
You
said garbage can.
Yes, it was garbage. It was garbage. So I'm like 2.5. Like, it was like a fielder's choice. You know? So, like, I still got out, but, like, it was a fielder's choice with an RBI or something. Like, it was close.
Yeah. You advanced the runner for sure.
Yes, for sure. For sure. But so I'm like 2.5-for-4.
Yes.
So my on-base percentage is a little higher than my batting average because we're still talking about baseball. But I don't know. I can't say that I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great about guessing it because, you know, getting it like half ski last time has got me a little worried. I think I've lost my game.
And I think I'm riding the momentum. You know, I got my first one. And now I'm feeling some type of way. And I think I can maybe ride this momentum out, you know. Oh.
Big things popping, little things stopping. I think that's what Crime Time used to say. I don't remember.
R.I.P. Shad.
But, R.I.P. Shad, Gaspar, Shad.
Chad.
Shad, Chad, Romaine.
Javier Chiddick.
Javier Chiddick, Gaspar. That is his full name. That is his full name. That is a shoot.
That's go his look governmental.
Him up. Look it up, Shad Gaspar. That you will see that is his full name. Incredible, but all seriousness, RIP and rock, paper, scissors to see who goes.
Do we want to run down the rules, or should we say if you haven't seen this game yet, go back
real quick? Definitely go back, but real quick, 5 total guesses, 2 guesses after hearing the word being said, by not only us but Google Translate, 2 guesses. No hints, no context clues, nothing. After your 2 hints, if you don't get it, you will get a hint. 2 more guesses with that hint will bring you to another hint, a little bit of a better hint, and then 1 final guess. And, you know, rules are subject to change, of course, because...
Yeah, well, you know, little modifications here and there.
Little modification, you know? And I did say this last time, I believe. Yes, I did say it last time because we spoke off camera. Yes. I said, if I get it on the first or second guess, I will get the Spanish word tattooed on me somewhere. And I'm very glad I didn't do that last week because that would have been the word garbage somewhere on my bod. And that would have been bad. So, yes.
I, however, have not made that declaration and do not plan to.
Yeah, I kind of want to veto that one. Actually, I want to kind of ring that one back in. I was a little excited when I said it because I was feeling good. I was, you know, I was back to back getting it right. I felt how you say good. That's only one. I've been slacking.
Yeah,
I'm slacking. But those are the rules.
And we start off with rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors. Then your shoot. You don't. Rock, paper, scissors, and shoot, whatever. Okay. You want to call it out? Call it out. You call it.
Wait, and shoot?
No. Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Shoot. Like, you don't say, you just do. Okay?
Got it.
Here we go.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh,
we got a tie with scissors for the visual, for the audio learners.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
Boom. All right. I believe I won last time, and I deferred.
Good start.
You get the choice. And I think I'm going to go again. I'm going to say, putting the pressure on Mike, he is going to guess first.
Not a good start. It's never a good start.
Just so, like my word,
football, you got to choose to kick it.
My word is Verano.
Verano. Can I hear Google say it?
Yes.
Verano.
Say it one more time, because Chester was going
crazy. Verano.
Verano.
Verano. Yeah, I said it like a gringo. Verano. 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 You know?
Verano. 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 Oh, man. I'm not even trying to cheat, but like, I feel like I've heard this word before.
Okay.
But like, I don't know it right now.
Yeah.
Verano. Oh my goodness. Like, I feel like this is like a word that either you or Brian had said mm-hmm. at one point, maybe. I don't know. Verano. Verano has to be nothing else but dinner.
No, Verano is not dinner.
Fudge. That's not my guess. That was me.
I got it.
Censoring myself. Verano. Man, this is tougher because, like I said, I feel like I know the word. Verano has got to be website.
No.
Okay. And speaking of website, I announced on the Nisto Eats episode that the Nisto Bros are looking to have a website for our merch.
Yes, we're very.
I thought maybe you took the plug route.
So yeah.
I was like, you know.
Yes, the plug route.
Dang it. All right, so.
This isn't your hint, but it's nothing to do with any plug at all.
Okay.
That's not your hint.
I'll give you that too. Mine isn't either.
Okay. But very random words. So my first hint is it's hot.
Oh my. Sorry.
First hint is it's hot.
Like, oh, okay. This light's a piece of shit. It's hot. It's got to be the sun.
No, not the sun.
Now I'm thinking like this could go one of two ways. It could be, and like you don't have to answer this, but like it could be like hot, like the sun hot, or it could be like temperature hot, like, oh my God, I'm burning my insides hot. Verano. So Verano has to be. Lava.
No, not lava. Verano. Verano, Verano, Verano. So on to the last hint, on to the last guess here.
This is my time. This is where I cash in.
Okay. Oh. Let's see. I'm trying to think of, a good hint here.
Sun, it's not lava.
Okay. It happens every year.
No, that's every 4 years. Happens every year. And it's hot. Summer.
Yes, you got it.
Let's go! Let's go!
There it is.
Oh my goodness. 3 for 5.
That's pretty good, man. That is pretty good. Congratulations.
Unbelievable summer. Oh my
there it is. I thought that was a really good guess. Like, I didn't think that was like the best hint in the world. You know?
Like it was they were both like good hints. Like, now that I know the word, it's like, yeah, like it's almost obvious. But at the same time, it's like once a year and hot. It's like, what could that possibly be?
It could be summer. And that's what it was.
And it could be summer, and it is summer. Verano is summer. Wow, I'm pumped. Yeah. So defer that, sucker. Defer that.
It's so weird because it's like, it's an interesting dynamic that like we both want each other to win, but it's also like a competition at the same time.
Exactly. Now I got it. Now I'm talking all that good. Oh my God. But at the same time, I want to see you get it too.
Yeah. So here we are, man. That was good.
That I can't believe it.
Woo! Had you heard it before? Now that you know it, do you think?
I do think I've heard that word before. I don't know where. Maybe it was from you and/or Brian, but
gotcha.
I feel like I've heard that word before.
Verano.
I have no idea. I have no idea. What's up, Mom? You're interrupting.
Sorry. I'm leaving.
You're leaving?
Yeah.
Okay. Have fun.
Okay. Have fun. Oh,
headphones. Boston says have fun. All right. Mom. You're probably going to watch this back. At least I hope you do. Something like that could have just been a text message. Okay? We're on the freaking set here. You heard me screaming and celebrating for Verano. Like, anyway. Your word. I'm going to have Google say it first.
Okay.
Because I don't want to sound like a Goomba. Oh, hold on. My volume is like all the way down. Sorry.
Flügel.
So
there's a little, you know.
Umlaut.
Flügel.
Flügel.
Yes, sir.
So I have two thoughts right off the bat. These aren't my guesses, but one I had.
All right, hold on, because my mouth and my face shows. I don't have a poker face. When you think out loud, that's what gave it away last.
Okay. Time. Well, these aren't even thoughts about like the word. It's just like I had a gym teacher, Mr. Pfluger, and I thought of that. No, and then problem. I also just tweeted recently that I want fladoodles. I don't know if you guys remember from iCarly, there was an episode where they were talking about fladoodles.
Didn't they also make spaghetti tacos?
Yes, big time.
Wasn't that like a big thing?
Yes.
I've never tried that.
No, I have actually.
Yeah.
It was good. But like, I didn't make like a regular taco and just put spaghetti in it. Like, I made spaghetti with meatballs, sauce, and put it in between the taco.
Isn't that what they did? Or did they just have a hard shell?
I think that's
dry
what
spaghetti. Not dry, but like cooked spaghetti with no like.
Well, no, I was saying I didn't make like ground beef, cheese, lettuce, tomato, sour cream, and spaghetti.
I don't think they did that anyway.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. So Flügel is definitely a flute.
No.
Okay.
Incorrect.
Well, it's
incorrect first guess.
Definitely a shoebox then.
Oh. No.
Okay. All right. So I'm on the right track, it sounds
you're
like.
You're absolutely not on the right track with a flute or a shoebox. Absolutely not. Okay. So I don't know if this is going to be a good hint. If it's not, I will give you another one. But the English word can mean more than one thing. I don't know if that helps, but like if you start going towards like when you were talking about in the first time we did this, I think
plug.
You said like plug. It was plug, and you said like outlet or something, or you were very close in some aspect, but it wasn't the one I was thinking of. So if you start going towards like definition B, I'll say, you know, I'll go towards that. But if you go towards definition A, then the one I'm thinking of, that's I don't know if that's a good hint or not. I can give another one, but I just want that to be known that there's more than one way this could go.
Okay. I think I'll ride with that.
Okay.
Excuse me.
And it's not a plug. Like, this isn't a, you know, I know I said that before, but I wanted to reiterate.
Now there's a lot of words that have multiple meanings. Let me know if you don't have to answer this. So, like, the word is spelled the same, correct? And they mean different things, or is it like, you know, like C?
Correct.
No, it's not correct. Like C, where it's S E E S E A. Those mean different things. They're spelled the same.
Different meanings. Like read. Like read, okay. Or red. It's the same spelling. I mean, they do are the same thing, essentially.
Yeah. The ones past. I got it. Okay. So my first guess here then. Struggling to think of words in this.
I'm just getting on my plane.
Flügel
is. Flügel means. Mean.
What?
It means mean.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Okay.
Not even close.
Okay.
To either definition.
Okay.
But you're right. I mean, mean could mean.
Mean, or it could mean mean.
or even okay. Like mean could be the middle. Like
a Flügel is a watch.
No.
No?
No, sir. No, sir. And I have to give a good hint because I got to say you're very cold.
Okay.
You're very cold. You're very not Verano. Okay.
Let's caliente.
Yeah, caliente. Fuego. That's fire. Which is caliente. Last time I checked. Unless they've changed the recipe. Speaking of recipes, bagels. if you know, you know. The next hint for Flügel, that it has more than one meaning in English. the definition A that I was going towards is actually something that we have talked about on this podcast before.
Like this episode?
Yes. And probably previous ones as well. But can confirm this episode. That's a big hint.
It is.
I think it's a pretty big hint. I felt like since you were kind of way off, I had to give a pretty good hint. That's only two. So you guys are so good today.
I think I have a pretty solid guess. I'm not going to think out loud.
I'm going to cover my face. That's
but it. I am going to take a moment to think.
You can think out loud. I'm going to cover my face, though, because my facial expressions give it away.
Yeah. So this is my thing, I guess. I just think out loud here. So we did some birthdays. We talked about fighting. We talked about rapping. Those are spelled differently, though. WRAP and rap. Tattoos, motionless in white. Then we move to on this day. Sandwich doesn't really have many different meanings, I don't think. Iranian government. Okay. My guess is wing.
Oh my God, he got it!
Yes!
He got it.
There it is.
Goodness. It's actually wings, but we're allowing it.
Okay.
My goodness. Back to back.
Back to back.
This is the first time ever that we've both gotten it correct.
Yes, that's
unbelievable. At the buzzer. That wasn't even one of your thoughts out loud. I'm like, oh man, he's not gonna get it. And then he pulls it out of his pocket.
There it is.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe it.
That was great.
So I had to double check. I had to before I brought up the word, like on my own time, I had to double check to see if like wings, like for them were, they were like talking about like, you know, birds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's essentially the same word for like chicken wings, because I looked up the word for chicken wings and it was something else, flugel. So it was like, you know, compound word, if you will.
Okay.
So flugel, wings, fly, as well as eats. And I can't believe it.
There it is.
So that's why I went with just flugel for wings instead of doing the word for chicken wings, because it would have been.
Yeah, that again, I think we both gave pretty solid hints.
That would have been the word.
Tuna flugel. What'd she say?
Tuna flugel.
Tuna flugel?
No, he flugel.
I don't.
Tuna flugel.
Everybody shut.
Tuna flugel.
Yeah. So two umlauts in there.
I never want to learn German.
it was something. It's a difficult language, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But oh my stars.
Okay. There it is.
Both got it. Unbelievable.
Very exciting.
My goodness. But I think, you know, with this post of the week, this man, as well as team, probably had a lot of flugels. My boy. My actual boy, Dwight Howard, him and I go way back to the Orlando Magic days, and I could not be more proud of him. I don't care about the Lakers. I definitely don't care about LeBum James. But my boy, Dwight Howard, has deserved this for a very, very long time. He carried the Orlando Magic in his like rookie years. It's safe to say he carried them. Like,
no, for sure. Absolutely.
You know, like there's no disrespect to like some of the team, you know, players that he was around, because they're Jermaine Nielsen was good. Like Hedo Turkoglu was my boy.
Rashard Lewis.
Yeah. Rashard Lewis.
We talked about that episode. Vince Carter.
Yeah. Vince Carter. That's right. And, but you know, it never worked out. And then, you know, he was traveling around a lot, went to like Houston, and
he had a first stint with the Lakers too.
That's right. He did go to the Lakers first, then went to Houston, right? And then back.
Yeah, but there was a bunch of stops in between. He was with
Atlanta.
He was with Charlotte. Last year, even he was with Washington. And you know, a lot of people wrote him off. A lot of people said, you know, Dwight, you know, he's done. He doesn't have any more useful minutes. And he proved everyone wrong. He was a very integral part to this Laker team. You know, he started in the finals.
Yeah, a lot of the games.
And so
he even hit a three in their winning game. He hit a three, a centerman hitting a three.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But something Dwight is definitely not known for, but he he popped it and it went through. And
it was deep too. It was a deep three.
Yeah. It was like kind of after the game was over.
It was pretty much over, but like he still was just like, you know what? F you. Here's this three right in your face from like dead center too.
Yeah.
And like, and deep. So the furthest part of the 3-point territory, and he was further back. Like it was Jimmer Fredette range.
Yeah. Jimmer range for sure.
Shout out to Jimmer.
But, so yeah,
super super happy for my man Dwight, his first NBA championship.
Yeah, and he had definitely, like we both saw and you know talked about it a little bit, that you know he had a super emotional IG live afterwards, just saying you know you got to keep working hard, you can't give up, and you know that's what he did, and he showed that hard work does pay off.
Yes sir. So thanks to at NBA Bubble Life on Twitter for showing this picture.
I'm assuming this is his GF or his
I'm assuming his wife. As well.
Hey, and actually, like, you think, like, oh, she looks so short. I was just looking, like, she has some heels on.
Yeah.
But like,
he's actually got to be pretty tall.
Yeah. Cause Dwight's,
if you think about it, cause Dwight's 6'10, 6'11.
Yeah.
Like, and she's up to his shoulder.
Yeah.
That's tall. Like, yeah, she's in some pretty impressive heels.
Yes.
Actually, they don't even look like that high. Like, they're definitely
a few inches for sure.
Yeah, definitely a few inches, but she's still got to be pretty tall. But, yeah. You know, I'm going to fact check here. T. Cooper is
her. I don't know if her height's out there. I don't know if she's a big celebrity.
We're going to find out who T. Cooper. She is an American basketball player as well.
Oh, wow.
She is not as tall as she looks in this picture.
How tall is she? 5'7"?
Ooh, very close. 5'8".
5'8", okay.
She is 5'8".
So maybe those are some like 4-inch, 5-inch heels. You know, yeah, get her up to 6 foot, 6 foot one.
Heels, I think. But yeah, so good for her. Good for him. I mean, good for him because he's how old?
34.
Yeah.
It's his 15th year in the league. I can't even believe that.
Because he came in the league when he was like 5 years old.
Yeah, straight out of high school.
He will be 35 in December. And to fact check, he is indeed 6'11".
That's crazy. Okay. Congratulations. Happy for you, Dwight Howard. Just know the Nisto bros love you. Got your back. Happy for you.
Stop the share. Oh man, you know somebody else who's there for you, who's got your back, are psychics, you know. So I've been looking into it a lot. Like my friend was talking about, like going to Salem and stuff in Massachusetts. You know,
oh wow,
those, you know, psychics and stuff. So I did some research. I went to one that was local, and I went to the psychics, and I knocked on the door, and the psychic yelled, "Who is it?" So I left.
Oh,
that one kind of missed.
I got it. It took a minute.
Now that you get it,
because like,
I went to a psychic.
I got it.
I knocked on their front door. She yelled, "Who is it?"
And you left.
I left.
Yep.
Not my best, but when I saw it, I laughed.
Oh no, it's good. It's good for sure. Yeah. So, what is green?
Oh. Green
and fuzzy.
Muzzy.
And will kill you if it falls out of a tree.
A tree.
No.
Green and fuzzy. Moss. Randy Moss. He's not green or fuzzy.
A pool table.
Why the would a pool table be in a tree?
Hey, am I wrong though?
You're not wrong. Oh my god. Green and fuzzy can kill you falling out of a tree. I got nothing. Absolutely nothing. I have no words.
No words.
Which
those,
is very
those were the jokes. Those were the jokes. I hope you guys enjoyed this monumental. I know almost every episode ends up being monumental in some way. We got sideways hats now. We got both of us guessing the word in the Spanish German guessing game. It took five editions
incredible
of it, and here we are. So hope you guys enjoyed. All again, we say this every time, definitely one of our favorite segments to do.
It's exhilarating.
Yes, for sure. A lot of adrenaline rush.
Yeah, for sure. It's pretty intense. It's pretty good. That's only three. So
only three. Light episode on that front.
But definitely come back next week for episode 29, where we will be doing Who the Heck Knows. We haven't really discussed it, so you guys will just have to stay tuned.
But you know, if you would like to be a guest, or you know somebody that would like to be a guest or wants to be interviewed for the pod, definitely hit us up, let us know, DM us at Nisto Bros on Instagram, follow us so you can, you know, follow along with Nisto Drinks and Nisto Eats every week.
Heard
and all of those good things. Make sure to share out the podcast to all your friends, send it to everyone so can keep this thing going.
Share it on Instagram, we're gonna follow you back and we're gonna shout you out. I said it a number of times, and you know what, I'm calling you guys out. No one did it, so you guys suck. No, you guys suck. But do it, and then you know, help us help you, helping us help the cat meowing outside my door.
The first time that we that you did that, I think it made like something made it clicked for me once, but since then, like, it hasn't made sense to me.
What the help? The help? The helping? You?
Yeah, there was something about it. Like one of the first times
you said it. The first time I said it
clicked.
I think it made sense. But now I'm like, I embrace not making sense. And I just make it even more abstract every time as the cat is clawing outside of the door. Hello. Are you coming in?
Hello.
Yes, the door closed now. Now you want to get out? You are a pain in my Verano.
Keister.
Yeah. Here, come here. Let's get you on real quick before the pod ends.
Quick biscuit feature. Quick
biscuit feature.
Hello. It's
been a couple eppies, but here he is, the biscuit. Hey. Sorry. Peace out, homie. Now you want to get out. All right. Anyway, episode 29 next week. Come back, be a guest, interview. All those good shenanigans. Stay tuned for the Nisto Bros merch that will be coming out soon.
Yes, we are going to blast the heck out of that once we get that up and running, and we are very excited about that. Also, don't forget, use code Nisto Bros on the Cheezlies app for $5 off any order, $25 or more. I don't know how that sounded. I'm new with the
mic.
It was just like this.
Okay, but I wasn't even like whispering. I was just like talking into it.
No, it was good.
All right, cool.
Here it is.
Go to Cheezlies.
Go to Cheezlies. Get cheese. Get Lee's. Just $25 worth of it, and then use promo code Nisto Bros at checkout.
And then on the only app, $20.
And then you get $5 off. So effing do it. Bye, cat.
All right.
That being said, peace, love, sip, peace, love, eat, peace, love, listen. Come back now, you hear?
Should I end it there?
I guess so. Peace. Okay.